how you adjudicate ballots through these machines, and she's just on tape changing the results of the election. Let's watch clip number 13 here.
I want to go and I think I want to vote for Jason Shaw. They didn't vote that ballot while ago. There wasn't nothing there. I think we need to vote for him. And I'm going to complete it. Confirm ballot save, move to next ballot. Okay. So it pulls up the next ballot that needs to be adjudicated.
So you made a vote for someone where someone did not vote.
I did, didn't I?
And you're the election supervisor?
I'm the election supervisor. I am the person that sits and does the adjudication. Yes, sir.
Go back to the Trump and Biden race and decide, since both are marked, you just count one of them and not count the other one? Can you decide?
Let's see.
That?
Yep, sure can. I think I want to vote for Biden. Let's let Biden win this one.
So what you put supersedes whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you.
But I decided this Al, he don't deserve no votes. Let's not let nobody vote for that. And complete. Okay. Well, here's another one.
That's what we got from our discussion the other day.
I don't think any votes need to vote on this ballot.
Oh, wow.
I think this really needs to be just a blank ballot.
Oh, wow.
Complete.
Misty, can you scan a ballot more than once?
I've just done it.
I'm talking about
you just. Yeah.
You just keep scanning them if you want.
I just kept scanning that same.
You just keep scanning them.
I just scanned the same batches that y'all just voted.
Mm-hmm.
I never got any more until that one.
I don't know why they approved such a system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would they?
So see, as I have it right now, I have it to do ambiguous.
Well, why would they approve such a system? Why do you think they would approve such a system? So they could cheat, obviously. So you just saw on video, or you just heard if you're a radio listener, but you got to go see the video. She's just changing votes. Like, this is the system that we have now, is that somebody, without any oversight, right, because they kick out the election observers, an adjudicator can just sit there and run through ballots and just change the votes. Arbitrarily, no record of it. It's been adjudicated, and suddenly the Trump vote was a Biden vote. Can you run that ballot through multiple times? I just did. So, like, what do we... you know... What are we doing here? What are we doing here? They're still going to sit there and claim there are no valid, you know, claims that the election can be rigged. We just showed it to you on video. Please don't sue us, Dominion. I guess I'm not going to exist. I guess InfoWars isn't going to exist anymore in a couple weeks. Maybe I don't even need to worry about that. But that's one thing that happened this weekend is Dominion, the voting machine maker, put out a threat, basically saying, remember, like, our legal team is ready to, they say, quote, Dominion is closely monitoring claims around November 2024 election and strongly encourages use of verified, credible sources of info. We remain fully prepared to defend our company and our customers against the lies and those who spread them. Get the facts. So again, you know, they're doing what they can on the governmental side to stop people from questioning the election, but we know how they do things here. What they can't do governmentally, they outsource to private corporations. Now, the corporation that creates the voting machines is sending out threatening posts saying, we will sue you into oblivion, right? Billions of dollars is what they charge, you know, or, leveled at Fox News and other organizations like that. So unless you want to be, you know, wrapped up in lawsuits and potentially have everything you've ever built destroyed and taken from you, then keep your mouth shut about our machines. Incredible, really incredible. And then we show a video of a Dominion machine being used to deliberately change the votes on ballots, which is obviously possible, obviously happening, and on video right there. So I'm sorry, is that credible, verified sources of info, Dominion? Because that was a video that we just watched of it happening on your machine. So there's that. Let's go now to Flint in Chicago. Flint, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Justin, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm part of an industry where I have to monitor the Department of Energy so that I can see whether or not any of my products are affected by any energy regulations.
Okay.
Back when Trump was elected in 16, virtually from 16 to 20, there were no emails sent out. It was almost as if the Department of Energy was dead for energy efficiency. And then when Biden won, I was getting about 2 to 3 a month on energy regulations on appliances like refrigerators, dishwashers, furnaces. And I'd never, ever seen a retraction of a proposed energy efficiency standard until this morning. Actually, two emails. One for furnaces, a retraction on the energy efficiency on consumer furnaces and the blower motor in there, or we call it air handler, in those furnaces. So that's a big deal because I've never, ever seen a retraction. So in my opinion, I think this is a good indication that they believe Trump is going to win, in my opinion.
Interesting. Why do you think that points towards a Trump victory?
Well, because they figure that they're going to start to get into the process of creating an ASRAC committee to look at furnaces and the blower motors, too. And because they believe Trump is going to win, they think it would be a wasted effort. And so they are aborting on what they are planning on doing, which any regulation on any of the appliances, really, it's limitation. Like, for instance, dishwashers, they limit the amount of water that you can use. So right. you get not as clean dishes, and they try to make that better by changing the detergent to make it so that it can clean with less water. Although it's not really happening. So some people have to wash their dishes twice.
You end up using more water.
Newer ones.
They're just adding.
And you end up using.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, in my opinion, a good sign.
Interesting. That is interesting. Yeah. There's a lot to dig into with that call. Lots of interpretations about where the future of our country is. Thank you for that call, Flint. In lieu of expanding on that call, which is very interesting, I'm sure we could go a lot of places. I do want to go to Jason in Florida. It's our friend Jason Lowe has something for us. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the air. Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you too, Harrison. So I wrote a song. First, it was called Trump versus Biden. Right after the first debate, where Trump, of course, annihilated Biden, right, put Sleepy Joe to sleep. But that was a setup, of course, to have Kamala installed, right. So I saw the debate, and I took pieces of the debate between Trump and Biden and their actual sound clips, and I made like a chorus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a week before Trump got shot. And now everybody knew he was going to get shot, so I'm not going to say I predicted it, whatever. Everybody knew. So a week before, I was like, I have to write a song about with the debate as the chorus, and then, of course, about false flags, what's coming, right? Everybody knows something's coming. So
absolutely. You know, well, we got about a minute 30 left in this segment, Jason, so I don't want to get you to cut off. I don't want you to get cut off. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, we know you want to kill Trump, then you'll kill Biden and blame it on us. Throw us in camps and lock us all up. Start World War III and blow us all up. Destroy the dollar, social credit score system. We told you before. We told you it was written. We told you it was coming, and you still didn't listen. Haven't you heard Revenge of the Nerds Who Worship Lucifer? Listen, they try to take Trump out like JFK because he wants peace like MLK. We already know what's next. Take him out like Malcolm X. New World Order, the devil doesn't rest. He knows his time is up, and all he wants is death. And all we want is freedom. We're fighting to the end. They took a shot at Trump to warn Biden. They said, you better step down, or you'll be next in line in. And so in the basement, we will find him. But Michelle is next in line in. She's ready to be president and save. Stand by, stand back, and obey. Your time is up, and put a mask on that face. What's your social credit score? No, you can't say grace. You want meat? No, you can't even have a taste. You better know your place. Illegals are Americans. They're coming for your place. Don't worry about the future. It's all about today. And by the way, say hello to Hillary. She's your new VP. They can't beat us, so they have to kill us. It's because we are so honest and because we are the realists. No, we aren't perfect, but we die for our freedom. God, family, country, no, we're not leaving. You can kill Trump, but you can't kill the idea of freedom. Many, many, mine and Mo. Catch and caught me by his toe. You can never take my soul. They try to kill Trump. Are you surprised? They try to kill you with the clot shot, but we're still alive. At Jason underscore low underscore.
At you Jason brand underscore brand low underscore. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It really is. It's a battle between good and evil, death and life. Powerful stuff. Thank you, Jason.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America.